Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Beth Wallace, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan.
And thanks for coming to see us. Isn't this a gorgeous part of the world?
It's absolutely stunning.
But even this particular place, The Haven, is it's just that there's a really nice vibe.
And it's a very warm atmosphere.
Isn't there? Yeah. And everyone seems to be kind of happy. And even the sun has come out.
It has! And it's been hiding for weeks.
It's been a bit tricky. You're here to talk to me a bit about a festival taking place. We did a photograph on the water. You know that little promenade that's going out? It looked like it was a bridge that fell through halfway across. It might well have been. I believe there was talk of a bridge
there
at
was.
One point.
Yeah.
But it was never to be. So give me the geography, Beth, of where your festival will be held.
Sure. Literally right across the water from here. So the castle, which is Narrowwater Castle, overlooks Carlingford Lock. So it's directly across the water from here. Stunning setting, beautiful building, gorgeous mature trees and forested areas. Just really lush and beautiful, and that's really important to me when running the festival, that the location is a setting of natural beauty.
Yeah, you're all about that, aren't you? Because I mentioned chicken goujons and you nearly fell over because you're a vegan. This isn't going to be good for you.
So, well, what I'm all about is people doing what's right for them.
Yeah.
And if chicken goujons are right for you, Ryan, then okay.
And if they're not okay, but if they're not right for you,
then
get
they're
out.
Not.
Yeah. Now, the festival you have is called the
Bliss Festival.
The Bliss Festival,
yep.
And tell us a little bit about what it involves, what it entails.
Sure. In a nutshell, it's a holistic approach to sexuality. Mm-hmm. So it's about exploring sexuality and expressing sexuality in a mind, body and spirit way. My background is psychology and sexual health. I've worked in the field for almost 30 years. And I came to the realization several years ago that a lot of work around sexual health is very much about the mind. And it's very much about disease prevention and preventing unwanted pregnancies. And we don't focus on sexual pleasure. We don't focus on sensuality, enjoying our sexuality. And that's not just about having sex. It's about enjoying our bodies, feeling comfortable with who we are. It's about how we have relationships with people. So it's much broader than what we do. It's really a fundamental part of who we are.
Yeah, because when you know, there was a time, and I hope we're kind of getting away from that, if you said, and we're organising a kind of sex festival or sexual festival, people would snigger and say, oh, that sounds going to attract a particular type or not. Or it all sounds a bit unsavoury.
Sure.
I'd like to think we're a little more open-minded about these things now,
I think
are we
really are.
Yeah.
I think there's a very small minority of people who still are of that opinion. Mm. And they're actually the people that I would be most interested in talking to.
Well, why don't you convince them now, the people who say there's not a chance I'd go to a festival like that, it's just for certain types. What would you say to them that they might find there that might see them re-embracing their sensual side?
Sure. I think for me the most important part is that people explore themselves first. So who am I? What excites me? How do I relate to people? How do I relate to myself? How am I with intimacy? And I don't just mean, you know, intimacy with romantic partners, but intimacy with my friends. Am I intimate with myself? Do I know myself well? That's the place to start. And then we relate to other people. And that's the fundamental premise of the festival, is that we start with relationships with ourselves and then we look at how we relate to others, including our sexuality.
So who goes to a festival like this?
The people who come are really diverse, and I love that about what we do. Literally everybody from 20 to 60 and everything in between. People from Ireland, about a third of the people who come to the festival usually are Irish people, and about two-thirds are either not Irish and living here, or they come from overseas. We have people who come from...
quite a large amount. Yeah.
It is. We have people who come from the west coast of the United States and from Australia every year for the festival, because there's literally nothing like it anywhere else in the world. So we attract people from very far away. People who are in relationships, people who are single, people who are looking to meet somebody, people who are looking to remain monogamous. We have celibate people who come to the event. And that sort of proves to me that it's not all about sex. It's about a personal growth experience.
Will people have sex at the event?
I think people have sex at lots of events, Ryan.
Yeah. But you know what I mean, at yours.
I'm sure they will.
Is it going to be more?
I'm sure they will.
Will people be more
prolific
in their output?
My experience is not. My experience actually
is. It's more observational then, is it?
Well, my experience is that because our events are alcohol free and free from the use of drugs.
So there'll probably be less sex at yours than any other music event in the country.
That is my experience, to be honest, Ryan.
Yeah.
My experience is that when you give people space to respectfully, maturely, in an adult way, explore their sexuality, that they actually become way more respectful of each other than some people might think.
What is the most annoying question you're asked about this festival?
Is it wall-to-wall orgies?
And why does that get on your nerves?
Well, it's because it's that assumption that, you know,
that's what you would think, isn't it? Or one might think, I should say.
Yeah, and they couldn't be further from the truth, actually. It could not be further.
So you say to them, ah, lads, like, that's a stupid question, honestly. This is
I don't
You wouldn't judge, but in your head you're thinking, no, it's not a festival of debauchery. It's a celebration of the body.
It's an exploration and a celebration of that sensual, vibrant side of who we are.
Okay, so I don't know if you know anything about me or who I am or whatever it is, but what workshop should I go to? Or play shop, you call it.
Oh, well, some of them are play shops, and I like the word play shop because it's just a bit more fun.
It's playful.
Work is a bit dull sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, so...
play shop? Let me think. Well, the play shops are more interactive. They're more experiential. So you might sort of hands-on. Would we be going the hands-on direction?
What would
I
be putting my hands
on? Well, this is a good question.
Well, what do they do in the play shops?
Say, for example, the Tantra Massage play shop. So here where people will attend as a couple. So they'll arrive into the workshop as a couple. Now, they may be a couple in a romantic relationship, or they may be a pair of friends. Mm. So they'll be taught how to give and receive a Tantra Massage. And when I say receive, a lot of people are very comfortable giving to another, but very few are actually comfortable just receiving from somebody else.
A Tantra Massage, what do you
call that? So a Tantra Massage, the idea is not really to get in there into the muscles and work them and relax them like a regular massage is.
Yeah.
The idea is to really become very aware of the sensuality of the body, to connect with each other on an emotional level.
So are you arousing the other person?
That's part of it. It's a byproduct. It's not necessarily the sole reason for it, but it's a byproduct of it. It's sort of a happy consequence.
It's a happy ending is what you're saying. So everyone leaves.
A happy ending is a possibility.
A possibility.
Not a necessity.
But the chances are people leaving that play shop will have a smile on the face and feel a little sated.
And they'll certainly feel more connected emotionally to the person that they attended the workshop with. That's a given.
All right. An example of some of the other workshop play shops?
We'll be looking at relationships outside monogamy. So relationships that are polyamorous.
This is relatively new. They're old-fashioned words, but it's a concept that I've been hearing a lot more of in the media. Which
I think people are a bit more
polyamorous.
Open.
Which is what exactly?
Polyamory is about having a romantic, intimate relationship with more than one person at a time.
Yeah.
So it's not about open relationships. The difference between polyamory and open relationship is that open relationships tend to be much more focused on sex. And polyamory is a full-on intimate romantic relationship.
So you're dating several people, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. Or you're open to dating several people. You may not necessarily be doing so, but you're open to that. And there's several different ways of doing it. I think people who are in polyamorous relationships or people who are open to polyamorous relationships are a lot more comfortable discussing that now in the public arena than previously. And I think that's probably why you're hearing more about it.
Yeah.
And so we'll be offering people, we have a panel discussion on polyamory, and so for people who have various different styles of relationship that are not monogamous, we'll be sharing what they do, how they do it, how it works in really practical terms.
Yeah.
And some of the emotional pitfalls, you know, because this can be very challenging. It can raise all of somebody's insecurities and jealousies and how people deal with that.
What's a cuddle party?
A cuddle party is just delicious. A cuddle party is a two-hour experience where people cuddle. And it's about non-sexual touch. It's about being intimate with each other without that touch leading to anything sexual. We're starved, I think, in the Western world of touch with each other. We keep each other very distant from each other. And so we begin the cuddle party with a discussion around boundaries. What's okay, what's not okay. So it's not okay for you to touch me here, here and here, but it is okay for you to touch me there, there and there. Mm-hmm. And so everybody agrees their boundaries and then we cuddle.
Okay.
Simple as that.
That sounds horrific.
And
I like my boundaries. I'm cuddling. I wouldn't be able for that one.
Well, the beauty is that you can state, you know, don't touch me almost anywhere, and that's okay.
Well, you can, but you can't.
That's okay.
Okay, it's officially called the Bliss Sexual Freedom Festival. Is that right?
It's the Bliss Festival.
Just the Bliss Festival.
And we're about sexual freedom, health and pleasure in mind, body and spirit.
Where can people find you online so that they can investigate your festival?
We're super easy to find, blissfestival.org. And all the information that people would need about where it is, when it is, August 7th to 10th, Narrowwater Castle across the water from here in Warren Point. What to bring, how to get tickets, all the workshops, the talks, All of that can be found on the website.
All details there. Okay. The Narrowwater Castle residence. Oh, yeah. And none of the Hall family are anything to do with this. This is just the hall that you've
borrowed. We've hired the castle for you.
Blissfestival.org. Now, I always ask guests if I see them about their tattoos. You've got an interesting one. It looks like branches or veins. I'm not quite sure. Going over your shoulder. Do you want to tell me what that is?
Sure. It's a lot of people do think that it's a tree, but it's actually called a Lichtenberg figure, which is the scar left behind when lightning hits something.
Well, you're going to have to explain that, or can you? Did you get hit by lightning emotionally or by real life?
I would say emotionally and spiritually.
And when that happened, you felt you needed to mark that forever.
Most of the major sort of life points, very significant turning points in my life, I've marked with tattoos.
And the lightning strike, was that a relationship or a family thing?
Relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, really being sparked alive by an interaction and a relationship with somebody else.
And was it the ignition or the death of the relationship?
Oh, interesting. An ignition, but also perhaps the death of something else.
So like a lightning, it flashed and disappeared?
In some ways, yes. The relationship, no.
So what died?
I guess ideas and concepts and ways of being.
So you move on to something else to find...
Life moves. Every movement.
And the
every
hand?
Moment.
The hand ones?
We have an Oberus, which is an alchemical symbol for life, death, rebirth.
Okay. Hmm. And the ring...
That's a copy of an ancient design from the Mentawai people. So that was hand tapped in a very traditional.
Yeah, because they're an unusual shade of blue, which probably explains the. You got
they're
them done
blue
by.
Blue because Celtic warriors, when they used to go into battle, would paint woad on themselves.
Paint?
Woad.
Woad, which is the name of the material. Yeah. So it's kind of like that's Braveheart type
exactly.
of stuff. Yeah, gotcha. Okay, thanks for that, Beth. Little tour of your tattoos.
Little segue.
Interesting. Bliss Sexual Freedom Festival. Sorry, Bliss Festival, I should say, is what it is. And as I say, details on blissfestival.org. It's been good to see you, Beth, and good luck with the festival. I hope it goes
well
for you.
Thank you so much.